All right. Look, I don't want to put us behind schedule already at 6:12 in the morning, but we got to figure this out, okay?
Yeah. This is big. So are you talking about what I was just talking about?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
All right, so I just saw a picture of this is actually another funny post. Says, dude cursed me out because I asked how Laura and Eddie were, and it's a guy who looks just like Carl from Family Matters in his cop uniform with a mustache. Dude, hilarious. Looks exactly like him. And it got me thinking. I was watching Die Hard the other day. Sure enough, Carl from Family Matters shows up in his cop uniform.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, does this guy play a cop in everything he does? And there's another movie where he plays a cop.
What's his real name?
It was like, not...
Oh. Reginald Vell Johnson, that's it. That's a Reginald Reginald Vell Johnson.
Let's call him Carl from Family Matters.
Yeah, that's easy to remember.
Family Matters.
Let's see. He was in he was in Die Hard and Die Hard 2.
Yeah.
He was a cop in that.
That's where I saw him recently. And then Family Matters, but he's a cop in something else too.
Turner and Hooch? Yeah, he played a detective in Turner and Hooch.
Turner and Hooch. There's another one, though. I'm telling you, it's like Family Vacation or European Vacation or something in that regards. Doesn't say?
No, he was. That's the only ones I see. He was. He played Gus in Crocodile Dundee. Man, he had a busy 80 through 93. Busy guy.
Too busy. Busy dealing with Urkel.
Yeah. Get that damn Urkel.
Jaleel White.
Or what was Urkel's counterpart?
Stefan.
What a dreamboat Stefan was. That's great. Fantastic.
He was.
Fantastic.
Did you see that Urkel is promoting his new weed with Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's called Purple Urkel.
Yeah, it's fantastic, man.
So it's called Purple Urkel, and he dressed up as Steve Urkel again. Dude, and looks exactly like he did back in the early 90s, late 80s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, the dude is not aged.
When you got that kind of money and no stress, it's easy to do. And you're sitting there with Snoop Dogg smoking weed, you're going to be pretty carefree, man. You're going to... No stress lines on that guy's face.
Anyway. Dude, he's in that gray Urkel outfit with the short legs. You know what I'm saying? The short pant legs, holding the bottle of weed.
What a great show. What a great show. Anyway, okay. Well, wait, we'll have to dig more into this. I've already gotten us behind.
Carl.
I knew I didn't want to. Let's do 6 a.m. WTF of the day, and we'll look more into this later on.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
God, I was so hung up on finding how many times Carl played a cop that I didn't even do this.
Didn't even prep. Let's be honest. What's the most important thing here? Let's try to find out what Carl's done.
That's true. Good point. Good point. What about... here, this will work. This will work. Daniel Schroeder of Indiana, just south of us here, is very tired. Perhaps if he tried to get some sleep instead of spending all night calling 911, he'd be better rested. That's right. The 61-year-old will have 2 months behind bars to catch some D's after he was arrested for repeatedly calling the emergency number to report that he was tired. I'm tired.
What?
Tired. He did this just one day after he pled guilty to misusing the 911 emergency system from an earlier time when he made multiple 911 calls to complain about a female family member who was, quote, not following his rules. Schroeder pled guilty last week and was sentenced to 2 months in jail.
Jeez, man. Boop, you know.
Boop, boop. Yeah, I'm tired.
Here's the problem. That's why the operator on the other side of the emergency is always so calm and asks you all those questions to figure it out. Is this real or not? Because there's people that call the emergency line because they're tired.
Well, and look, the emergency line is obvious.
But when your grandpa's dying of a heart attack, she's like, so what's his name? Just get here. Let's go.
Yeah, you know, and you have people here that and it's there for our use. Obviously, it's part of our tax paying dollars that go towards emergency services like that. Like, it's understandable, but that doesn't mean for every stupid thing you need to call them. All right, it's not a whatever use hotline. It's an emergency hotline, right?
I get nervous. Like you got that emergency call on your phone.
Dude, that almost happened to me.
Accidentally touched it.
That almost happened to me the other day. So I was mowing the yard, and I was trying to mess with my phone in my pocket and turn it down. Well, I didn't realize I was hitting that side button. So like the one, so there's one button on here. I think it's the power button. Like if you hit it multiple times, it launches into like emergency mode. And I'm like, God, why is that not getting any quieter? Then I pull up my phone. And it's like, oh, emergency activate. I'm like, not emergency activate. No.
You hit your life alert.
That's what I did. That's what I did. But look, I know there's emergencies.
Life alert.
There's emergencies out there. But if you're tired, or maybe someone's not listening to you, or you know anything like that, just don't call 911. Okay.
Right.
Maybe you're sick of this show and you're tired of listening to this talk. That's understandable. But don't call 911.
Don't call 911.
Okay. They're not going to be.
It's 911 emergency. Yeah. If you need something right now, like somebody's dying.
Yeah. Yeah. Like this break that's dying right now. Good to call 911.
Because this break's dying, don't call 911.
But no, just let it die. All right, that's what I'm going to do. Let it die, and we'll be back. Yeah. Well, sometimes.